how we will get to individuals who are really hungry and thirsting for truth. And years ago, and how God shows how all these things will start and multiply, it starts from you, one person. As of now, in India, Nepal, and some other places, that there's momentum and exponential growth is taking place. However, every one of this and areas, it began with one home. It began that way. So we don't feel that we are at the smaller stage. That small beginning, God will make it to multiply and grow. So that's the expectation. Jesus always shared this point, always, in a sense, twice he mentioned in Gospels. First of all, he began both to do and teach. And then what he taught, which he did, was he received this information from God that harvest is plenteous. There are ready people, huge number of ready people all over the world. Harvest is plenteous. So we will agree with that point. And the person who agree with this point, receive this truth, so this person has hope. He is not focused on, nobody's interested. There are people who have been indoctrinated with the wrong doctrine all over this place and country or whatever. So that's a wrong words, wrong expectation, wrong hope. We don't want to move into that path, what it seems like it is true. What Jesus said when he had nobody, and he was in the Jewish area, their heavily traditional area, that religion, their Pharisees, priests, their pastors and teachers, so to speak, they are totally preaching, teaching off from God's truth. So he was in that kind of location, and although he was the Messiah, people didn't know. A lot of them didn't even believe that. That's where he was surrounded with. But he believed in God's, his perspective, his truth, and he spoke that he had that hope. Harvest is plenteous. And God showed them, you need laborers. And how do you get the laborers? Beseech me, desire to me, the laborers. Then I'm going to thrust out laborers to you, to his harvest, God's harvest. And basically, one who beseech, he gets the laborers. One who believes this simple, this point, harvest is plentiful. So no more other words to be magnified other than this true picture. Harvest is really ready. And what I need is laborers. Laborers, obviously, he's ready to go, ready ones who continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and they fellowship together, they hang out together, and they honor God. They sow seed. Some of them who are wealthier individuals at that time, they sold their houses, plurality and lands, and their cheerful giver, great proportion amount giver, and God added to them such as should be saved. God knows who are the ones. And it begins with you, I. So I receive this hope, this word, which gives me energy that, plenteous. It's ready. This fields are ready. Ready fields are plenteous. So I want that. I want that. I will not say it's not there. Why it's not happening? And pressurized. These guys are getting so many hungry people, ready people, and God's truth is mightily moving there. But here it's not happening. We don't have to even think that about that. Just focus on that God's going to send to me laborers. It's His job. And I'm expecting that. And it will begin in that way. Little, doesn't matter. But He will make sure as we are walking by the Spirit, we speak the words that God gives us to speak, inspires us to speak. And we don't even have to think like, am I walking by the Spirit? We don't have to do that. I don't think like that. It just happens. This time was the time to visit Nepal. Like, it just fall in place without my smartness. And everything just falls in place because it's not I am doing kind of way, but it's God's doing. So it's His headache, His pressure. He's taking the pressure. This time, they give me time to share, teach every day. I mean, you know, because we had every day these fellowships and other times also separately. And I don't have to think anything. What I should share, teach next time. No, I don't have to think anything. It's God's headache. I don't need to get pressurized. We are ready. God said, you're ready. He will give us the words. And we are at the perfect place. I don't even know that we are at the perfect place. Or after fellowship, then we go have dinner at a beautiful facility, beautiful restaurant. Each day is different, different activities. So we were not bored. God made it such a way. We had full day and they're taking care of us. I spent no money. Didn't have to spend any money. In fact, they are prospering. I'm sure they're practicing to do the things first thing first. In the beginning, I treated them. I treated these leaders and fellowship and make sure when we visit with the group, I will pay for the chairs, the tent. So that's say Ram Singh, if he had to pay everything, then Ram Singh will not likely to receive us next time. He would feel pressurized because he have to spend lots of money to hold a fellowship. If I would ask him, should I bring a group next time? Then Ram Singh will be hesitant to say yes. So at that time, God gave me the wisdom to pay for everybody, treat everybody. But as we moved continually, then the times changed. They don't want me to spend any money. They don't want Beatrice and whoever comes with us to spend any money. And we return home with so much luggage, extra luggage. So we continue. And God will do this for you, everyone. You are the outreach center. You are. Each one of you. Each one of you have the harvest-ready fields and desire labors and desire new field, not old fields, fresh fields. And God will bring the right ones. You know, that's the expectation, and it will grow mightily from you. Because it's all in your mind, words. Which word do you keep it in your mind? God gives us faith. Faith comes. So faith comes from God. Hearing by the word from God. So we are willing, so it shall grow. Okay, so that's what I want to share.